Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to sing a hymn for you. I want to magnify the Lord this morning. My wife will be joining us to sing the hymn. Higher Ground is the title of the song. Today's message title will be Quicken Us, O God. So that we'll be quickened. Because if you don't ask, you will not receive. Ask God to quicken you. Hallelujah.
Song, but we are wanting to sing this song because that's where we are now. Higher ground is what we are asking God for. Higher ground that is coming is getting closer and closer. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can sing this song with me if you know it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm pressing on the upward ways, new heights I'm gaining every day. Stay praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sekeno, our sufficiency, our banner, our kinsman redeemer, in you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. We thank you. We present ourselves this morning before you. We report before you, the Holy One of Israel, the possessor of heaven and earth. Have your way in our gathering this morning and bless us together. Give us a hearing ear and understanding heart. In Jesus' name, amen. As you are there, pray for me silently. Like I said before, the title of today's message is Quicken Us, O God. That one is taken from Psalm 18, verse 18. Quicken us, O God. If you don't ask, you will not be quickened. So, God wants you to understand. If you ask for help, you will get help. Because we are called to the priesthood. We are all priests, a royal priesthood, holy generation, or holy nation. Now, to quicken also means a reviving, a refreshing, an increase of life. What kind? Jesus' kind of life. St. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Life, Zoe, God kind of life is in his word. Forever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven. Amen. The word cannot fail. The word that tried. Nations tried to destroy the word. They tried to get rid of the Bible. The Bible is still standing. This word will preserve you. This word will keep you. This word will build you up. This word will make you strong. The word of God created the food you eat today. The word of God created this body. So the word can sustain this body, can preserve this body. Hallelujah. The word that I speak unto thee are spirit and life. Some weeks ago, because this is the message I'm supposed to have shared last time, God gave me Isaiah 28. Verse 10 through 12. I was shown this scripture on a golden background. He said, for with a stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to these people, or the people, the Jews and us. A stammering tongue. What does that one mean? Now, if you continue, the next verse, please. Say to them, he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. This is a refreshing, yet they would not hear. Hallelujah. God wants us to be refreshed. When we overstress ourselves, we'll be weary. When we lack sleep, we'll be weary. God is saying, here is the refreshing. Concerning the race we are running, we need to be refreshed. As you pray in tongues, you'll be refreshed. Sister Mary tongue. Hallelujah. We will not neglect praying in tongues. Just 3 days ago, I saw 3 sisters in this church. I'm not going to call the name. They dress beautifully with a gold around their neck. The flesh will profit nothing. The word I give unto you, or I speak unto you, is spirit and life. The Lord is saying, I should say to those sisters, they should give more time to prayer. More time. Give yourself unto pray in tongues. Be sold out till the Holy Spirit will arrest you. Have you been arrested before by the Holy Spirit? When the Holy Spirit arrests you, 1 hour will become 10 hours. And when you check the time, you say, my, we need that rest. Hallelujah. What rest the Lord is talking about? Peace, shalom. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Hallelujah. When you cast all your care upon him, don't take it back. Leave it with him. When the devil reminds you, remind the devil it's with the Lord. I've given it to the Lord. Go rejoicing. Go praising God. And the Lord will turn things around for you. Hallelujah. Verse 12 of that same Hebrew chapter 28 said, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is refreshing, yet they would not hear. I've quoted Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 already. Now let's see the same Isaiah, verse 29. No, I'm sorry. This is Matthew. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. Take upon you. When we have our own personal project, we don't want God to take, or we don't want to yoke with God. God wants you to be yoked with him. Say, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. When you allow God, or you yoke yourself with God, your life will be easy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let me pause a bit. How early do we lead our children to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? How early? If they can receive Jesus Christ, they are qualified to receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is not a gift to the world, it's a gift to the church. There was an incident in Edo State, Nigeria. A child was kidnapped. They caught him for sacrifice. The child did not panic at all because the child was filled with the Holy Spirit, can pray in tongues. What was his name? They asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Priest. And they were afraid. He said, it could be one of the occultists. Maybe it's his son. And the child went, Mama, it's one. I said, no, we are in trouble now. We need to return this child. And he did. That is how God delivered that child. A child can speak in tongues? Yes. I remember some months ago, my wife left our grandchildren to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They can speak in tongues. You can pray in tongues. You can sing in tongues. Hallelujah. You can worship God in tongues. It's for your advantage. Hallelujah. When you are praying in tongues, the impossible becomes possible. That is the best way to communicate directly with your Heavenly Father. The devil cannot intrude. Even he tried to peek into and say, what are you saying? You can't even understand what you are saying. Get behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. I remember years back now when I was holding services in the Resident Inn over there in I-17. There was a man by the name Amos from Liberia. He came here because when we start, before we start service, we start praying. Pray in tongues and pray all kinds of prayers. Then he said, "Pastor, pray for me. I'm feeling pain on my head." So I laid my hands on him and I started praying with in tongues. I didn't say one word of English, but he was understanding it in English. "Amos, what is happening in your house? Something is happening in your house. Go to your house." I was praying in tongues. I didn't know what I was saying. The brother dropped his Bible and left. After services came back, "Amos, what happened? Where did you go to?" He said, "Pastor, when I got home, the stove was already burning. My wife was sleeping because she went for night duty." Hallelujah. God has put you in an advantageous position. That is why he said, "I will go, I will send a comforter." It is advantageous for me, that is Jesus Christ said, for me to go away. Because if he was still here, I would plead with him to come and spend some time with me. The same thing is applicable to you. "Jesus, please come to our church today." But now he's here now. Do you know Jesus Christ is here? Hallelujah. Jesus is here. And let me give you another testimony. This happened in Romania. Some children were filled with the Holy Spirit. And as they were praying, the Holy Spirit gave an interpretation. As they received the interpretation, they told their parents, tell some others, that soldiers are coming, they are going to kill a lot of people. Those who believe, who took it away, they ran for their lives. Do you know they kill a lot of people? That's when they broke communism. Little children, you say, these are just children. What are they saying? Doesn't make sense. We are at peace. Nothing will happen to us. Those who took heed to it, they are still alive today. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you still following me? I want us to look at Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. Acts of Apostles. "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." Next verse. "Until the day in which he was taken up. After that, through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he has chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Let's pause a bit. After resurrection, Jesus Christ was dead physically. Was with a different body entirely. Hallelujah. For 40 days, he was there. Do you know Jesus Christ can spend some time with you? Pray much in tongues. A time will come, Jesus Christ will come. You will see him with that body. Your life will never, never be the same again. Now, we are all waiting for rapture, but we don't spend time praying in tongues. Do you know Holy Spirit is changing your nature? If you want to go for rapture, spend time praying in tongues. Hallelujah. "Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much." I keep reading. Verse 5. "And being assembled together," verse 5, please. "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost June 6, 1976 in that primary school. At Desuwa Primary School. Because brethren believe that Brother Abraham received visitation June 6th. It's in 1946 or so. So they will take time to gather together, probably to have that experience. So I saw some things in the Bible in the book of Acts as we are reading now. I said, Lord, I want this in my life. I want you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, you cannot do the same work Jesus Christ did. Say, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Greater works than this shall he do. How can you do it? Remember, before Jesus Christ started, it's when after he received the Holy Ghost, he started operating. You need the Holy Ghost. If you want to understand the Bible, you need the Holy Ghost. Now, if you read the book of Genesis, all the five books written by Moses, how did he get inspiration? How did he get those things? Things that happened before his old parents were born. Those are the things he put there. The Holy Ghost revealed them to him. Hallelujah. The same Holy Spirit will expatiate the scripture to us. Now we're still in Acts chapter 6, 1. This is verse 6 now. Let's go to verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. Verse 8. But ye shall receive power. Say, I will receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon me. Say it again. I will receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon me. Say, I receive power because I have received the Holy Spirit. I will do greater works because Jesus Christ lives big in me. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I am God's temple. God lives in me. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. Hallelujah. Now he said, you be my witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Benin City, Lagos, Ibadan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And in Judea and in Samaria and all to uttermost part of the earth. Where God is taking us to. You don't know all. Remember, the experience Abraham had is the same thing. The same way. Do you know God told Abraham, you leave your kingdom and go to the land I will show to you. He didn't give him a map quest. No. God will not tell you everything. Just obey, follow, and he will take you to that destination. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is, we read down that scripture. Okay, St. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Do we love God? Do you love God? And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, and he may abide with you forever. The Holy Ghost will abide with you forever. Anywhere you go, the Holy Ghost is there. Brethren, as you are walking in the hospital, be praying silently in tongues. As you are driving, praying silently in tongues. I came across a young man. I picked him up a few days ago. Tyrene, that is his name. He said, sir, are you... There's a word he used. People who take care, who are chaplain, who work the place, they do all those funeral and different things. And he said, there's a sense or a perfume that, he says, it's longer, I sense that. I said, okay, Who are you? He said, I'm a Baptist. I was a Baptist before, but I've gone into spiritual or spiritism or some of those type of things. He said, because he was offended because of what he saw in their church. The father was a pastor. I said, okay, that is why we are here today. I started sharing scriptures with him, tried to encourage him to win him back. I mean, phone calls were coming to him, so we couldn't talk and carry out our discussion. So I told him, I said, well, I'm a chaplain too. I'm a minister of the gospel. Because he said, as long as he had that sense, he used to sense it when the father was alive. Because the father is gone now. I said, what about your mom? I said, my mom, we don't agree. What about your siblings? Say, my brother, we don't agree. So at the end, I took him to, I know where he lives, but I can't just go there unless with permission. I said, please, can I come back and continue our discussion? Because the enemy has stepped into that young man's life. Tyrone is his name. I pray the Lord deliver him and visit him. Now, the Holy Spirit motivates me to be praying in tongues. I pray in tongues even while I'm driving here and there. Pray in tongues. Do you know the atmosphere will begin to change? You don't know who will enter the vehicle. The Lord will minister to them. At times they will open their mouth to say something. The other day, an old woman, a white lady, is crossed there. So I gave her a tract. And she started saying, I gave my life to Jesus so-and-so time. So-and-so. I go to so-and-so church. He said, there are a lot of trouble in this world. And he's going through trials and tribulation. Then I started quoting Psalm 23. Do you know this woman started crying? Hallelujah. He said, please, come to our church. Come and minister in our church. There are some Nigerians in our church. Now, why am I sharing this? Because the Lord is depending on you. Because some will ask you to pray for them. You don't need to know whether the person will heal or not. The Lord will take care of that. He said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Did he say you will recover them? Your portion is to lay hand. I said, they will recover. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I want to use a scripture here. So the Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth. How many truth? Then he will be your comforter. Isn't it? And the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. And moreover, the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the best teacher. And he will teach you. Now let's look at a scripture. Jude 1:20-21. Gospel of Jude chapter 1. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Your faith is holy. But he said, build up yourselves, your most holy faith. As you begin to pray in tongues, continue to agonize, you are building up your most holy faith. Jesus Christ said, when I come, will I find faith? Pray in tongues. The Holy Spirit begin to put things together in your life. And you become strong and stronger and stronger every day. He said, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Zoe. Hallelujah. Now, let's look quickly. This is Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, also, the Spirit helped our infirmities. Jesus Christ is the one who is completing us. On our own, the flesh cannot really help. It's a house that we live in. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. Groanings. See, remember the title of the message? Ask the Lord to help you. Okay, let me, where is it? Dali, did you take that leaflet just now? Okay. Quicken us. Now, this is what you ask the Lord to teach you, how to groan. Ladies, mothers, you have given birth to babies. You know how to groan. You know when bed pain, when you are trying to deliver. I'm sorry, darling, I was not there when you were delivering my children. The one I experienced was my daughter, our first daughter, Blessing Joy, in our house. It's pain. You cannot express yourself. When the Holy Ghost will take hold with you, Holy Ghost can take you to journey, to praying for somebody for deliverance, to set somebody free who is in trouble. Make yourself available for the Holy Ghost, because you are a representative of God here on earth. God cannot just come down and just do what he wants to do unless we give him permission. You invite him, he will come and agonize through you. Hallelujah. With groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. See, verse 27 says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Remember 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He said, if this our earthly house being deserved, we have another one in heaven, which is eternal. Say, for that reason we groan endlessly, that we might be clothed upon with our house that is in heaven. It's your house. Ask God to teach you how to groan, to put on that house. The gold you are putting on is temporary. The house you receive from heaven is forever. With that house, you can appear and disappear. Let me ask you a question. When Jesus Christ resurrected, they saw him dazzling. The clothes he put on was radiating. He didn't go to JCPenney to buy a white dress. You have the house. It's yours. Hallelujah. Ask God to teach you how to groan. Okay, I remember a story in my mind. My wife's sister, when he came to visit us, and I didn't know she was monitoring me. He said, what's wrong with you? Why is he making that sound? What? I don't understand. I was groaning. When that thing started happening, he said, but brother, I understand now. At times it happens to me, I found myself groaning. He said he will go and check. Oh, he's still praying. I need to add more time to pray. You are teaching people around you the way you conduct yourself. Hallelujah. If you give yourself to prayer, children are watching you. They will want to copy you, imitate you. Hallelujah. Spend time to pray. God wants you to talk to him concerning the nation, concerning the city. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, you see, in that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, please, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he used the word there in verse 5, earnest. Somebody there? No. Second Corinthians. But the same word earnest is in First Ephesians chapter 1 as well. Okay. Now, he that wrought us for the self-same thing is God, who also had given us the earnest of the Spirit, a down payment. Holy Ghost is a surety, it's a guarantee that God has given unto you to bring you to what God has purchased for you. The purchased possession is available. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. And when you say down payment, remember, if you want to buy a car from a dealership here, they want down payment. They will check your credit history. You are not credit worthy, so we cannot give you. Cannot sell you a car. Unless you put, they say, okay, if you can give us 5,000, we'll let you go. Or maybe 1,000. I say, down payment. Jesus Christ, he did not only give us 5,000 or 1 million. He gave us everything. The Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost that was in Jesus is in us. Hallelujah. Don't look yourself like somebody small. You are a giant. You are more than conqueror. You are bigger inside of you, more than you can see yourself. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The earnest has been given unto us, the down payment, the comforter, who will take us to our desired haven. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't forget Isaiah 28, verse 11. See, for this is stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. Stammering lips. Look, pray and pray and don't quench the spirit. There is a scripture I put down here I wanted to share with you. Let me conclude with that one. Okay, this second Peter, no, first Peter, chapter 2, verse 6 through 11. But let me just read the one I wrote down here. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Do you know that sentence in the Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6? Let's look at that one, Exodus. That was God's plan originally for the Israelites, to be a kingdom of priests. When Moses was journeying to the promised land, in the camp, said, two young men started prophesying. The same spirit that was in Moses came upon them. And Joshua told Moses, he said, stop them. He said, you are trying to fight for me? He said, no. My own heart desires that the same spirit that is upon me should come upon everybody to be prophets. Now, that was God's goal. In Exodus chapter 19, let's look at it. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, brethren, let us make it a habit to obey the voice of God and keep my covenant, and ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. You are a peculiar treasure unto God above all people on the earth, for all the earth is mine. Hallelujah. God wants to do something with you on planet earth. The earth was given to the devil by Adam. Another Adam came, Jesus Christ, and poured his blood on the cross of Calvary on that earth and reclaimed the earth back for us. Possess your possession. and possess the enemy gates. But the greater one is with you to see you through whatsoever you are confronted with on earth. Hallelujah. Now the next verse, verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. That was God's original plan. And that is what Peter is quoting to us in the second Peter. Hallelujah. And holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. These are the words you should speak to GMI brethren. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2. Say, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness. Is that true? Are we called out of darkness? Yes. I was an unbeliever, though I was religious, an altar boy. I was religious. I can sing hymns, Latin songs. I thought I was on my way to heaven until I gave my life to Jesus. My life turned around. Hallelujah. And called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We are in that marvelous light. We continue to walk in light. And the Lord continues to change us from light to light. That the speed of light will begin to move. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said, you are the light of the world. We were in darkness before. We are catapulted to light. So our light to shine to others. When you curse, when you go the middle finger, what is that? Darkness. When you hate, that is darkness coming out. No, when you love, that is light. When you give, that is light. When you help, that is light. Let your light shine for all to see, so that they'll be attracted to the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen. Good to give room for. If you don't know how to receive the Holy Spirit, want to receive the Holy Spirit, you are bold enough, come. You will receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit is for you. It's for your children's children. For as many as the Lord shall call. The Holy Spirit wants to use you. Hallelujah. A man of God was in trouble so many years ago. And the boat, he used to go to the interior. There was a problem with it. I think the machine broke. And meanwhile, someone who was in America, God gave her a burden, was troubled. And the name started coming, started agonizing and praying and praying and praying and praying. Do you know what happened? That boat that the machine broke down started sailing like as if there's an engine. A supernatural force started making things to sail till they got to the shore. Hallelujah. There was another one. The daughter was in trouble. Bubonic plague came upon her. She was to die. The father came out early in the morning in America to go and feed the chicken, the pigs, and so on and so forth. Suddenly, he turned back and the wife saw the husband's face. What's happening? What's happening? He said, our daughter is in trouble. I don't know, but I need to pray. And he hit the floor and started organizing and praying for hours, hours. Then peace came, joy came. And the wife said, what's happening? He said, our daughter is free now. I don't know what was the trouble, but now she's okay now. You can imagine, at that time, there were no telephone. When they used to use cable would take time before it would get to destination. But thank God, later the daughter sent a message to the daddy. Daddy, I passed. Bubani plague. But I'm okay now. God healed her because somebody was agonizing. Brethren, there are some things you may not understand. When you feel a burden, you troubled inside of you, you don't know what is going on. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. I don't know what is going on. So started praying in tongues. Initially, it might be dry when you are praying in tongues. Give yourself to it. I continue to pray. Life, Holy Spirit begin to give substance to that tongue. To that tongue, you start having understanding. I conclude with this one. My daughter and the husband were in trouble in Nigeria, Lagos. They passed a law and they made one particular street one way. My son-in-law didn't know that. They changed the law. And the Mayor police were waiting. And that vehicle was our vehicle. They impounded that vehicle. Jubilee is here today now. She went when the thing was so hot. Meanwhile, I was driving around. I said, is it the message I preached last Sunday that is maybe something's wrong? What my message? I didn't know how to figure what is going on. I said, praying. I said, Lord, intervene in this situation. Intervene. When Jubilee went to that area, and the policeman saw her, he said, what are you doing here? Because she wanted to use the restroom. He said, so-and-so is happening to my in-law and my sister. He said, really? That is how that police stepped into the situation. And meanwhile, they've already sold the car to somebody else. But thank God restored everything. Brethren, when you are troubled, God is trying to get attention to pray. Before we pray, let me give you this one. This one, I got it from Kenny Tegan. He said, this pastor, in the night, were troubled. And they just prayed general prayer. The thing was still there. And then later they decided to pray. Say, Lord, any of our members who traveled or those who facing trouble, Father, deliver them. Give them a dream. One in particular who was walking in the petroleum industry. They need to pull a well. God gave that brother a dream. As he climbed, they climbed to pull the cable. He said the cable broke and cut off his neck. He saw it in a dream. So when he got to work, he said, I should climb. He said, no, last night I saw it and I'm not going to do it. Another brother who is religious, he said, I'm not superstitious. I will do it. He climbed and the cable broke and cut off his neck. God delivered the other one that the pastor prayed for. So, brethren, when something is troubling you, sir, don't try to find out for the Holy Spirit. Because he said the Holy Spirit will abide with you forever. Ask the Holy Spirit, what is going on? I don't know. Help me. Start. It might be dry initially. Start praying in tongues. When the fire will increase, a breakthrough will come. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. Let us stand. The Lord is our life and salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. On whom then shall we be afraid? So when the enemy came to eat up our flesh, it stumbled and fell. Because the Lord is our light, is our life, is our stronghold, is our buckler. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is our rock. The Lord is our fortress. Who shall we fear? Hallelujah. He said, the earth is mine. Hallelujah. The earth is mine. I said, wherever the soles of your feet will tread, you will possess. Hallelujah. You possess your possession and possess the enemy gates in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for today. Thank you for the blessed Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. The Holy Spirit, our counselor. The Holy Spirit, our intercessor. The Holy Spirit, our teacher. The Holy Spirit that will show us things to come. Show us things to come. Blessed Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take absolute control of our lives. Empty yourself upon us. For the days are evil. Blessed Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this congregation. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. In the name of Jesus. Even our children don't know how to communicate. Blessed Holy Spirit, feed them. Cover them with fire. We hide them under the name of Jesus. For it is written, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are safe. Father, even the fire that is falling out, let it rest upon each and every one of us. Yes, on the day of Pentecost, the fire came down. Let the fire rest upon each and every one of us. And immunize our body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the praise. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And you are hearing my voice. If you've not received Jesus Christ, this gift will be for you too if you receive Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a gift to the world. Holy Ghost is a gift to the church. Just pray this prayer. You are watching us. You don't understand. Ask Jesus Christ to come. Say this prayer after me. You that are listening. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I come to you just as I am. Have mercy upon me. Deliver me from me. Forgive me my sins. And wash me clean with your precious blood. I desire that you make my body your house. Come, Jesus. Come and with your Holy Spirit. And fill me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.